How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, I'm glad you're back with us on the broadcast this week, and glad that you've tuned in. We want to continue on with dealing with the situation of the pole dancing entertainment license being issued to the place down there at the county line down in Adairville. We took a look at some scriptures last time about what the Lord said about different things and what the scripture says about dancing and that. We actually have an example of that in the scriptures there in the book of Acts. And saw that in the scripture, you know, it's not certainly not of the Lord and won't be blessed of the Lord. We don't need it in our county. And I trust that those that claim the name of Christ here in the county, Logan County, will have been praying to the Lord that he would defeat this and that there would be no issuance of such a license. If that is granted down there in Adairville, the next stop will certainly be Russellville. It'll come to pass that such a place will open up in Russellville, and because if it's given to one, it sets the precedent for it to be given to others. What we want to take a look at here this morning is something that was put in one of the newspaper articles that was a quote of those that are involved with the situation, that the women, there was no fear of anything that would be lewd or such, because all the women that would be involved with this pole dancing will be fully clothed. And the quote, to my recollection, went on to say that they would be fully clothed because they would all be wearing bikinis. And, you know, I want to take a look at this relative to what the Word of God says to understand that wearing a bikini is not being fully clothed. It is nakedness before the Lord, and nakedness indeed, and it doesn't promote a thing that we need, anything that we need in this county. We don't need this. We don't need this for our children. We don't need this for our young people, our middle-aged, older people. This just does not to be. It just should not be. And it won't be pleasing to the Lord, and we certainly can't expect the blessing of the Lord upon us as a county if this is allowed. I invite you to turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 47. We're going to go to the Old Testament here, take a look at a reference, the Lord dealing with his nation, the nation of Israel, and having sent his prophet Isaiah to them to rebuke them and reprove them for their wickedness. In Isaiah 47, here in these first verses of this chapter, the Lord tells us indeed what he says nakedness is. And so we're going to take a look at this. We're going to take a look at something over in the book of Genesis. Here in Isaiah 47, verse number 1, let's see what the Word of God says. It says in verse 1, "Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, there is no throne. O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers." And so here in verses 1 and 2, Israel has sold herself out to these nations and sought to have to do with these nations round about her. It has compromised her. It has cost her. It has brought her down and brought her low. She is not standing as a nation as she once was back in the days of David and back in the days of Solomon. But because of her chasing after these other nations and their gods, she's been compromised and the blessing of the Lord has been taken away from her. She was considered a tender virgin before the Lord, but now having committed adultery, as the Lord says in other passages, with those other nations round about, taking unto Israel the gods of those foreigners, and taking unto them their children for their own children to marry and such as that. She is not tender and beloved in the sight of the Lord, but is rather being rebuked and is going to be put to work. He says here that thou'll be no more called tender and delicate. In verse number 2, he says you're going to mill. You're going to come as a servant and to grind meal. It says here, uncover thy locks in verse number 2. Make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh. Just that part of the leg that's there from the waist down to the knee. The Lord has said that's going to be uncovered. Pass over the rivers. And then in verse number 3 it says, thy nakedness shall be uncovered. And so here the Lord is stating that by the making bare of the leg, by the revealing of this part of the body, uncovering the thigh, which is that portion of the leg from the knee all the way up to the hip, Israel's nakedness is going to be seen. Look also what's said here, and I mean, this is said in other places in the scripture regarding nakedness. Thy nakedness, in verse number 3, Isaiah 47:3, thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. In nakedness, there is to be shame. It's not right. It's sinful for one to uncover their nakedness to others other than their spouse. It is wickedness and sin to do so. And so here the scripture makes very clear that just the uncovering of the thigh is nakedness before the Lord. Well, certainly a woman wearing a bikini is going to have was going to be uncovered from her neck all the way down to her knees. It's going to be very revealing. There's going to be very little that's going to be refrained from being seen. And it's just a ludicrous statement for it to be said that these women will be fully clothed and doing this pole dancing. It's not so. It is not so at all. I want to invite you over here to turn your attention to Genesis. Genesis chapter 3, where Adam and Eve have sinned against God. The Satan has beguiled Eve. Adam willingly has partaken of the fruit of the tree that was forbidden by the Lord to take, to eat. And here in chapter 3, the Lord, you know, the way that it goes is that Adam blames Eve. Eve blames the serpent. It's a heat transfer, as we say it. And so then the Lord deals with each one of these, from the serpent, Satan, the woman, and then Adam. And we see here in verse number 20, we'll pick it up, of Genesis chapter 3. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Verse 21, unto Adam and also to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. So Adam and Eve had been created. Adam first of the dust of the ground, Eve from the rib of Adam. And Eve was given unto Adam in chapter 2. We see here that the institution of marriage is ordained there in the garden before sin. And we'll pick that up, and let's read that in verse number 21 of Genesis 2. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." The intimacy in marriage that the Lord has made, it's ordained by God. It's a gift of God to those that are married in the bonds of marriage. That nakedness is appropriate and right and okay. It says in Hebrews that the bed is honorable and our marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but adulterers and whoremongers God will judge. And so this nakedness that they had one with another, there's no reason for them to be ashamed because they were husband and wife. But then because of sin in Genesis chapter 3 and the establishment of what God expected for civilization to come, Adam and Eve have no children at this time. But the Lord has determined and ordained that men and women publicly need to be clothed. And so Adam and Eve are still husband and wife. In the intimacy of their marriage, they can yet enjoy those things that God has made. But from the standpoint of how it will be in public life and even in the home amongst children, the Lord made them coats of skins and clothed them. He covered up their nakedness, making a statement of what the Lord's expectation is to be in society and in the public. Again, those things that the Lord made in marriage are yet there for the husband and wife, but to be shared with none other. So this situation that we have going on, the potential of this down in Adairville and this facility that's looking for this entertainment license to pay their pole dancers, this pole dancing is wickedness. It's nakedness. The revealing even of the thigh is nakedness before the Lord. And so to make the statement that they're fully clothed and there's nothing to worry about and they won't be naked, it's just a ludicrous statement. It doesn't jive at all with the Word of God. If you're here under the hearing of my voice and you're a child of God, I pray that you'll see this right from the Word of God, and that you'll understand what the Lord says about it, and that this indeed will be a scourge and a blot to our county. May God save us from this wickedness. May the Lord move in the situation, the hearing that's to be on Monday, December 3rd, presently, as I understand the schedule. Pray that the Lord will intervene and any issuing of any license will be thwarted. And may God have his hand upon our county, upon our officials that have stood for what's right. And may the Lord bless us with that which is truthful and right and honoring in his sight. I see that our time has passed for now. I thank you so much for tuning in. Farewell. Until next time, may the Lord bless you with his word and his truth.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.